Welcome to Good for a Weekend,
the podcast where two friends talk about Taylor Swift
and share your spicy confessions.
I'm Cressy Cornis.
And I'm MK Ashford.
Our third ever Swifty Confessions episode will be coming out on April 11th. It will be a very special episode because it's our 100th.
You have until April 1st to email us your Swifty Confessions to gfaweekend@gmail.com. Please include what you'd like to be called as well and your preferred pronouns.
And if you're a new weekender, here's a quick explanation of what we're looking for in your Swifty confession.
We want to hear your spiciest hot takes, embarrassing moments as a fan, unpopular opinions, hills that you would die on, your crazy fan theories, and anything else Taylor related that you'd like to confess to us.
Think of us as your specially appointed Swifty therapist.
Did you weirdly like Taylor and Maddie Healy? Are you a me defender? Do you think 1989 is overrated? Are you a Joe Alwyn apologist? Whatever it is, we're listening.
We are accepting submissions now, right now. So be sure to send yours to gfaweekend@gmail.com by April 1st. All we ask is that you please include what you'd like us to call you as well as your preferred pronouns so we can discuss your confession properly.
And we're so excited to hear what you have to spill.
This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and diminished our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make a variety of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more. All made right here in the USA. From growing the cotton to adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Sorry about the confusion there yesterday.
Consequence Podcast Network.
And welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks, as always, for making your way here, checking out the episode and the series. Please hit that subscribe button so you can keep up with all the interviews that I put out every single week. It's a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Great way to keep you up to date on your favorite artists. Discover some new ones. iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podchaser, NPR, WFPK.org, or YouTube for the video versions. I'm Kyle Meredith. Today, my guest, 3 Days Grace, going to be talking with bassist Brad Walst about the Canadian band's 7th studio album, Explosions. This is a record that found them writing separately for the first time due to the lockdown. Of course, they did it all over Zoom. That was a new experience for them. We're going to get into the anger heard within the songs and finding ways to continue to tap into that emotion, especially as they work themselves into middle age. The big searching questions that populate the lyrics. And I also want the background on the song I Am the Weapon. Brad's also going to share the story of making a video for the song Lifetime that shines a light on Mayfield, Kentucky, not far from here in Louisville. That's the town that got hit by the tornadoes earlier this year. Proceeds, in fact, from this song are helping to give folks money that were impacted by those tornadoes. So we're going to be hearing about that. And it's the band's 25th anniversary. How does this record speak to their past? We'll get into all that and more. We're discussing Explosions. It's Kyle Meredith with 3 Days Grace.
How are you today, man?
First off, congratulations on the new record, Explosions. This is another powerhouse of an album from you all.
Thanks, dude. Yeah, it's pretty exciting to have a record out finally. You know, it's took us a little longer this time around. Usually we're about 3 years apart between records, and I think this year was 4. So, you know, it was definitely you know, with the environment and what we just went through with all the lockdowns and such, it took us a little longer, but we're super stoked. You know, it's exciting to have it out. And we just did a little run in the States there and got to play some new songs live, which was also exciting. So yeah, good times.
So the way you guys had to do it, I mean, recording them separately like this, what did you notice about each other's work? Like, you know, once it finally came to, was it something you're going, oh, you know, we're on the same thread or we're not?
Yeah, no, that definitely made it a little bit harder, I think, just because, you know, writing the songs through Zoom, you know, we've never done it that way. We've always been together. We've always had a vibe in a room somewhere. So that alone was difficult at times. But then, you know, being in lockdown, you know, Barry flew to LA, did some tracks. I went to a separate studio than Neil did. And Matt made like a little vocal booth in his house out of his closet. So it was definitely weird. We did about 8 songs that way. And like when I got to the studio, I was hearing like Neil's drum tracks for the first time. So there was parts where I was like, whoa, like that's out of, you know, out of left field. And you had to kind of accommodate it or come up with a new part. Or so that was kind of, that made it harder, but it was also kind of cool too, right? Because it was a spur of the moment kind of vibe. And you know, I will say, like, sitting with the songs a little longer than usual, you know, we all kind of went in and almost played too much sometimes, if that makes sense, where you're like, oh man, this is, you know, we don't need that part, but you know, everybody's playing to their maximum because we just don't know what's going to happen, right? So it was a cool experience, but you know, at the end of the day, I don't think I'd want to do it again.
it's interesting too, because I know that you probably hear it differently than we do. Like you probably hear the separation, you know, the vocal boost in the closet where, you know, and I think that goes for any album. And like, you know, when we hear our favorite albums, I don't know if you're like me, but you know, it's all just this one piece. And luckily, I should say, as a listener, you don't really know what that looks like behind this, you know, the work that's put into it. You know, it's yeah, gotta have the magic. And like, I guess what I'm asking is, was it difficult to find the magic?
No, I don't think so, because you know, we've been together a long time, so we, you know, we all know this is our 7th record and we all kind of knew what we were getting into. And you know, like I said, in a way there's parts that are a lot better just because of the way it happened. And you know, I think in the end of the day it turned out to be a great record, but it wasn't the record that we, you know, were expecting to make, but it turned out amazing. And, you know, we're pretty excited. So, I think there was a lot of magic. There's a lot of magic to make it happen. So we'll say that.
It may be obvious to say too, but I mean, there's a lot of real anger in this album. And I only say that in contrast to a lot of artists who out there, you know, we got a lot of songs about separation, you know, and some artists made the choice to say, oh, I want to go on, you know, the bright and the positive this time around. Do you get a sense of what drove you all to take that direction? I mean, nothing new for you, but I guess is what I'm saying is during this time specifically.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because at the time, like this goes for all our writing and all our records, you know, at the time we don't really think about what we're writing about. And then afterwards you kind of go, oh man, like, yeah, that was an angry time, or that was a happy time, or, you know, you don't really realize it till afterwards. And I think I've had a few other people say the same thing, that this record's really angry. And, you know, we write about kind of how we're feeling day to day and, you know, stuff that's going on in our lives or with our family members or friends. So, you know, I think maybe that just came across, you know, it wasn't planned at all. So maybe just the fact of sitting at home on a computer screen, you know, at times it was really frustrating. At times we had the best days we've ever had. So it's interesting you say that, because, you know, we definitely, I guess it reflected through the screen about our frustrations of the world at that time, you know? So, you know, and we had some, just like everybody else, we had a lot of good times and we had a lot of bad times. So, it definitely all came out in the wash, I think, you know.
Do you find, you know, as a hard rock band, do you find that it's changed the way you tap in to that emotion, to anger, in the same way? Like when we're young, I think that's expected, you know, but as you get older, has that changed for you?
Yeah, sure. That's a great question, because, you know, I'm not a young man anymore. I'm 45 years old. And, you know, when you first get in the game, and we've been doing this a long time, over 20 years, you know, you're full of that piss and vinegar and nothing to lose. And, you know, it's just a wild ride and a wild party or whatnot. And yeah, as you get older, you kind of change the way you feel, obviously, and you mature. And I think we all mature as writers and as people. And I think, you know, I think it's the same message, but you just go through different ways of feeling, you know, feeling anger or feeling frustration or feeling happiness, you know, in a way. So it does get harder, you know, just to express that sometimes. But I think, you know, we're, as far as the band and I, we're all kind of on the same page. We're all close and we're all brothers. So together we can use that as almost like a therapy and get through that together and write together like that. So, yeah.
And teaming up with Ted Bruner, like what were those conversations like this time? Were you all looking to hone in on anything specific?
Not really. No, Ted's just, and that was the cool thing I'll have to say about Zoom was, you know, like in the past we'd fly Ted out or we go meet Ted in Nashville or we'd meet, you know, and just hang and write. But, you know, it was cool. It was cool that we got to collaborate with our favorite people and our buddies or whoever. Just, it was easy, right? Like you just hang out on screen and, you know, so that was cool. You know, we got to hang with Ted a lot and, you know, we've always wrote great songs with him and he's a great writer and a good friend. And, you know, the cool thing about Ted is, it's not all business, you know. He's a friend, so he'll be like, how are you feeling today? And, you know, and then you get talking and then you're like, oh, this is pissing me off or this is great. And I think that kind of reflects in some of the writing with him because he kind of gets it out of you, you know, in a way. And all of a sudden you're writing about it and you're like, whoa. Like, so he's a great guy. And man, he's got some great tunes he's on this record, I'll tell you.
Well, it's especially like, you know, as we talk about the angry part side of it, but like Souvenirs and To Know Tomorrow. I mean, it, you know, maybe you specifically put them next to each other because of that. But lyrically, like there's big searching questions that, you know, I also hear across this record. You know, as look at the lyrics and Souvenirs, you know, we don't know why we're here. And going into the No Tomorrow, you know, and live like there's no tomorrow in anything. And I don't know if you can speak to that, but those big searching questions, they do find themselves through a lot of these songs. You know, where did that come from?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, like for us, you know, we talk about, you know, and we talk about everything. And, you know, anxiety is a big part of I think everybody's daily life now, you know, and you know, just I think for us, it's the big question of like, what is this all for? You know, and I think that's kind of how Souvenirs came about. And you know, into No Tomorrow, it's like, you know, just live each day like there is no tomorrow and just have fun. And yeah, there are some bigger, deeper questions. And I think, you know, for us, well, for myself, like a song like Explosions, you know, when we wrote that, I was like, man, I feel like that a lot where I'm just like, I feel like I have all these problems, but then I kind of look up and I'm like, I'm spinning on a rock through space in a meat skeleton, you know, and I'm just like, what is... my problems aren't that big, you know. And so I think songs like that for me anyways, and I hope other it helps other people, it helps me like come back down to earth a little bit and just stay grounded, you know. So
yeah
you know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I didn't write down. I don't know where the seed from this one came, but I'm such a big fan of I Am the Weapon. And you know, speaking of powerful statements, that's all through there. That I was a target. I was the mission. You had the power. Your ammunition. Like, you know, just going to go broad here. What can you tell me about this one? Because this might be one of my favorites on the album.
Yeah, mine too, actually. It's a great song. And it just, it was a Zoom, right, with one of our favorite people, Simon Wilcox, who helped us write a couple songs on the first record, actually. And obviously the daughter of David Wilcox, who's a great writer and performer. But yeah, this kind of came quick. It was actually one of the quicker songs we wrote. And, you know, Barry had the riff, which is rocking. And then, you know, we just started talking about, we were talking about kids and, you know, we all have kids and stuff. And, you know, my kids especially are sometimes caught up in this, you know, their screens, right? And they're just glued to their screens and just constantly swiping through whatever platform. And, you know, we just kind of started thinking like how different, you know, our lives were when we were that age, you know, not dating ourselves, but maybe dating ourselves a little. And I think just the idea that, you know, we are part of some kind of algorithm, that's the way I take it, you know, and we are what we are created, you know, we are created by the world or by what we see the world as. So, yeah, that's the way I take it. And I think people are going to rock to that song. I think it's going to be a great song live. And, yeah, one of my favorites as well.
Just a great hook, great lyrics across that one. And it happens a lot on this record. I mean, you know, you got a Scar Is Born. Like how often does the song start with a phrase? Because that's one of those, like, if you can grab a phrase like that when you hold on to it.
Yeah, we're big on that. You know, like even like if I'm walking down the street and I'll hear somebody say something like, whoa, that was, and I'll make sure I write it down, you know, because I think that's, for us, we do a lot of writing from the top down, right? And that's just the top, we call it top line. So like, oh, I heard this great, you know, I Am the Weapon or whatever it's going to be, you know, and like, oh, that's cool. And then you kind of just, we build it from there. And then we kind of all of a sudden we're talking about something that happened to, you know, Barry yesterday or Matt, or it's interesting that way. But yeah, we do that quite often where we'll start with a title and kind of build it down, you know, and somebody's like, oh, I got a great riff that would match that. And it all kind of just comes together spontaneously, if you will. And it's, I guess that is the magic we were talking about earlier. You know?
Right. So, right. Yeah. It is one of the great things about plenty of your songs. I should bring up one more too with Lifetime. I'm in Louisville.
Nice.
Yeah. And I know this, you know, has the video, I should say, has its ties to Mayfield, where the tornadoes came through just south of us. I guess just talk about that a little bit, because I know the proceeds are, you know, went to help the community on top of that. I mean, what was it? Why center in on that?
So, you know, obviously Lifetime's a big song about loss, and, you know, we've had to deal with that a little bit through our camp. And, you know, we were just sitting one day on, I think we're on Zoom or whatever. And we're like, man, it'd be cool to do a really good video for this. And we couldn't, you know, and then Barry lives about 2 hours north in Southern Indiana. And he was talking about these tornadoes and yeah, you know, of course we all heard about them, and it, you know, it's one of those things that comes and goes, and we're like, holy crap. And then he was telling us some interesting stories about how, like, that day he was sitting in his house watching like debris, like clothing fly by. And, you know, the next day there was all these like family pictures on his lawn and stuff. And he showed us one and we were like, holy crap. And it kind of hit home for him. And he's like, we were like, we should bring light to the situation, you know? And, him being so close and having family members from around there and friends. And, you know, we just thought it'd be something to bring light to and hopefully get some knowledge out there about it, because it is crazy. You know, it's devastating just to see some of those, like, you know, Matt flew down and did the video and we didn't get to experience that, but seeing the takes from it, you're just like, oh my God, like it's unbelievable, the devastation. But at the same time, you're like, the hope, you know, there's such great hope there with the community coming together and helping out. And, you know, so we felt like we had to help, you know. So $1 from every ticket that we sell this summer is going to go towards those charities. And, you know, we're just hoping that people will investigate a little more and pay a bit more attention to that, because it's still happening. Like, people are still trying to rebuild, as you know, and it's crazy, you know. And I think that's just the world we live in. It's, you know, one day it's something and the next day that news is gone, you know? And I think it's important to bring light to that. And like I said, Barry being so close, it definitely hit home for us, you know.
I also thought, yeah, you know, fun little I don't say coincidence, but a fun little instance that you know, the song that gets shot at Kentucky is also about the closest to the country that you all get on this. I mean, I don't know if that's a steel guitar, but it almost sounds like a steel guitar on this one.
It is. That's a good point. It is a lap steel. It is.
Absolutely. So the one with the steel is the one, you know, gets the Kentucky video, right? Yeah, I get it. That's
a good one. I haven't heard that one yet. No, definitely a lap steel. Yeah, that's a good ear right there. Yeah.
I mean, that instantly offers such a vibe to a song. To, you know, when you've got an instrument like that, does that change how you approach what you want the song to be, the lyrical themes of a song like that?
That actually came last. We had the song all done. We were just, you know, we always try to kind of sprinkle some kind of ambience, whether it's an analog synthesizer or, you know, somebody shaking keys or, you know, just something to kind of lift the song or give it some kind of mood. And I think Neil was in the studio with somebody writing, and it was the lap steel guitar player for Dallas Green, who plays with Alexis on Fire, was in the studio at the time. And I think Neil just happened to play the song for him. He's like, oh man, I'd love to lay some stuff down. We're like, great. And then he came back with that, and we didn't change one thing. We're like, man, this is awesome. So again, just kind of like a spontaneous thing that added a whole new vibe to that song and really, you know, complimented it, I think. So
this year, what, marks 25 years for the band? Is that right? 25th anniversary?
I think it is the 97 would be, yeah.
Yeah. When you've got so much history and you have a new record, how important is it for that new album then to speak to the history in any way? Is that part of the conversation?
Absolutely. Yeah. I don't think we never try to stray too far from our roots and, you know, why we got in this, but, you know, we're always trying to create something different at the same time. So it can be difficult, you know, because it's you got to stay true to your heart, you know, and your gut. So absolutely, like we'll write songs where we're like, oh man, that sounds like the first record, or, you know, you're always kind of comparing, you know. And I think there's definitely songs on this record like that where you're like, oh, it sounds old, because it is old. But it's pretty cool, man. You know, it's been a journey, and it's still going. And yeah, we're pretty blessed to be on this road.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations on everything you've accomplished in that journey so far, Brad. And congratulations again on this new record, Explosions. Again, I said at the beginning, it is a powerful statement that you guys have put out. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk about it too.
Thanks, man. And thanks for your support. And yeah, hopefully we see you soon in Louisville.
My thanks to Brad Walsh. To 3 Days Grace, the new album is called Explosions. Thanks to you as well for checking out the episode. Before you get out, hit that subscribe button. Again, 3 brand new interviews every single week. New ones every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to keep you up to date on your favorite artist. And discover some new ones at iTunes and Apple Podcasts, at Spotify, Podchaser, NPR, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. Subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Then after that, head over to WFPK.org. It's where I do a show Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern, an hour full of song premieres, music news, anniversary spins, bonus interviews, Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on the social medias, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all 3 of them, at Kyle Meredith. I do hope you like and follow along. And that does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time. Consequence Podcast Network.
Okay, see ya, bud.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.